You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Historic progress towards moratorium on geoengineering in Nairobi. The governments attended the meeting of the Scientific Subcommittee of the Convention on Biological Diversity a few days ago, agreed to issue a formal recommendation to set a moratorium on all geoengineering activities, giving way for it to be considered by the 193 member governments of the convention in its October meeting. According to a communique issued by the EDC Group, an active civil society organization in this area, the proposal for the moratorium had almost unanimous support with strong declarations from countries in Africa, Asia, Europe and Latin America. However, the recommendation will be taken by the conference of the parties to the convention, pointing that there is no absolute consensus on this since Canada did not support the majority's position. The communique explains that the text approved provides that no geoengineering activity related with climate will be carried out until there are scientific grounds to justify such activities and proper consideration of the risks associated with the environment and biodiversity and the associated social, economic, cultural impacts. Geoengineering implies any large-scale effort to adjust the planetary systems to climate change and includes proposals to bomb sulfates in the atmosphere, to block the sunlight, to throw salts to the clouds to increase our reflectivity. It also implies to transform large areas on land or in the sea in order to sequester the excess of greenhouse gases, reads the communique by ETC Group. Besides putting forward a moratorium proposal on all geoengineering activities, the subsidiary body on scientific, technical and technological advice also reviewed and supported the current moratorium on the geoengineering techniques, oceanics fertilization adopted by the Convention on Biological Diversity in Bonn in 2008, in view that the advocates of geoengineering are preparing actions to stop the moratorium to be ratified in October. Over 100 civil society organizations, including the EDC Group, are carrying out the campaign to not manipulate Mother Earth as a way to pressure to stop the geoengineering experiments. How dare they claim the right to block the sun, to paint the clouds, to change the chemistry of the ocean, says Canadian author Naomi Klein, who supports the campaign of the organizations. She said, quote, "Look how much oil was spilled in the Gulf Coast. If there is a lesson to be learned from this disaster, is that we cannot control the effects of our technology, and our technology cannot solve the alterations we cause on the earth. It is time for a bit of collective humility before the huge natural forces. We must stop our ecological arrogance now."